Oh, praise you, Lord. Okay, so as we move forward here, Dwayne gave me this last week in a little cartoon. If Moses and Noah had been brothers. So that was kind of cute. That was cute. And then I got to dismiss the kids, I know, but let's do one more. This rebelliousness comes from your side of the family. The baby's being sprinkled but has an umbrella. Thank you. Thank you. That's the first time in 6 months you've said something like that. Thank you. That's the victory today. Let's have the kiddos line up. Children's church, please. Good to see you. Good to see you. Okay, so as we go forward here, I got a couple questions for you. So, you are here, we are here, awaiting the rapture of the church, the bride of Christ. We are there. Woohoo! We talked about, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, that after we're raptured, for those that know Jesus as Lord and Savior, after we're raptured, judgment seat of Christ. Then marriage supper of the Lamb. While that's happening, we're taken to heaven to be with Christ. We've got the tribulation happening down here with the Antichrist desecrating the temple again. For Israel, after 3.5 years, because he makes a 7-year treaty with Israel. When we come back down after the tribulation, there's going to be Armageddon. And I don't know how far we'll get, and I'll make this available through email if you really want the notes and the extra slides. But in Revelation 16, it introduces Armageddon. A battle of all the nations come together in Israel, okay? In what they'll call a Mount Megiddo. But there is no Mount Megiddo. So it's got to be like a hill or a plain. And it's got to be a much larger area than what we would see on a map today. But that's where that battle will take out and then, or take place. And then in Revelation 19... you see Jesus come back on a white horse, thunderous army, and his church who will annihilate the nations. Annihilate the nations. Then he sets up his judgment of the sheep and goats, and then the millennial kingdom. Millennial kingdom, 1,000 years. Say 1,000 years. Yeah, 1,000 years. We take everything literally unless we can't. Unless we absolutely can't. That's what we trust God's word as God's word. We will go, next week, we'll go into new heaven, new earth come down for eternity right there. We'll also talk about great white throne judgment right there after the millennial kingdom. And we're just following the scripture text. But now, today, the millennial kingdom. Today, something you and I will experience for 1,000 years with Christ. Today, today. Pretty cool. Before we begin, though, I need to give you some of the purpose for studying. Because if for some reason you go, oh, I could have taken a class and gotten more details than this. What is this purpose? Well, before we begin with the content, let's look at this. 1 Peter 4:10, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. 1 Peter 4:10. So we are all given the following by God, and you see the list there. And we've talked in this series about living for this part of eternity, millennial kingdom, new heaven, new earth, come down and stop living for the 70 years in terms of that being our focal point. Everything we do to negotiate, everything we do to try to honor ourselves is right there oftentimes. So today, let's see that there's a bigger picture coming. And you can live for Jesus and for things that are eternal versus things that are temporal, as the Apostle Paul says in Corinthians. I mean, look at this. Hold that up. We could keep living. Oh, don't touch the whole span of life that I live my life in. Oh, I can't breathe if you do that. I mean, just look at this. We live for that 2 inches at the end of his little rope there. And we're just trying to make decisions. Well, if I can just work more, don't need to study God's word or do his word. If I can work more, I get 5 more years of retirement. What are you going to do at retirement? I don't know, but it's going to be for me. Me, all me. Well, see, maybe we could stop that. Maybe we could stop that and say that if we live for eternal things. Thank you, sir. Live for eternal things, they're forever. It's hard to get out of that mode. It's hard to get out of that mindset that it's all now. If I save $2,000 more Tamara, do you know the watch I'm going to be able to buy? I look at it once a week on eBay. Oh, it's not just me. I know it's not just me. We've got building projects, we've got hobbies, and we say, no, God, I've always got time to serve you, always. And then he goes, no, you really don't. I determine life and breath, and I've given you a number of days that you're to live out. Don't live it out for yourself and feel so unrewarded and so gross in terms of, well, selfishness. I want it my way. So let's think about this. Revelation 20 talks about the millennial kingdom. Say millennial kingdom. Yeah. Look what John sees in this vision. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he sees the dragon, that's an ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years and threw him into the pit and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he might not deceive the nations any longer until 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be released for a little while. So Satan's going to be chained somewhere in the middle of the earth, okay? And he's not going to be as loose and goosey and effective as he is now in terms of getting his foot in all of our business and wreaking havoc galore. Galore. Oh, gracious. Just watch the news. So there we go. So Satan, he's going to be bound. Eventually cast into the lake of fire. And he's not omniscient. He doesn't know everything. But he's certainly trying to disrupt us and doing a good job. Satan has quite a run before he gets thrown into the lake of fire. Who's in charge of hell? Jesus. Jesus is in charge of hell, folks. Yeah. Satan won't. He will go there. And he will reap the consequences. Like everyone else. Eternal destruction. Separation. For those that don't know Jesus and recognize him as Lord. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And so it's like there's one way. We call that soteriological exclusivism, one way. My friends I used to work with in public school, oh no, Don, no, no, no. There's many ways to heaven. It's like, I don't see that in Scripture. Oh, you're looking at the Bible? No, there's other books too. What are you talking about? I mean, people have all different views for all different reasons. But hey, look at this, Matthew 28:10. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. God is in control. God is in control of hell. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed. Oh, wait a second. Oh, wait a second. That's us. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed. So saints ruling over the earth, you and I, millennium kingdom. Oh my, that's us. That's us. Also, I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead, unbeliever judgments, that's why it comes after the millennial kingdom, everybody who's not a believer gets finally judged at the end of the 1,000-year millennial reign. And we see that, we see that in Revelation 20. We see that clearly spelled out. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. Priests of God? Reign with Christ? People, if you think heaven, new heaven, new earth, Revelation 21, millennial kingdom, is we're going to go stand around, watch for somebody to do something silly so we can laugh. No. No, buckle up, because here we go. The best is yet to come for your life if you're in Christ and in mine. The best is yet to come. Who will occupy the millennial kingdom? I want you to pick which group you're in. I want you to pick which group you're in. And if you get it wrong, I'll just say, well, I don't think so. That'd be kind of different. But we'll get to the right answer. Check this out. So there will be Jews and Gentiles on earth who have come to Christ during the tribulation time. So we'll be in heaven. If you're in Christ, you'll be in heaven. Excellent, excellent. Be a great time. Two events there that are massive. These tribulation saints who remain alive are ushered into the millennial kingdom in their earthly bodies. They haven't died. Those Christians who don't get martyred, during the tribulation and they find Christ, they get ushered in through the sheep and goats judgment. They get ushered into the millennial kingdom in their physical bodies. So Jews and Gentiles during the tribulation will be ushered into the millennial kingdom if they're born again. Now wait a minute. Did you know that people who are ushered into the millennial kingdom, who become Christians during the tribulation, do you know that they can still have babies? What? This is so weird. I bet the church up the street doesn't talk about this. Not many people talk about end times. People just get scared, they shy away. But let's give you a framework so you can rejoice about your future and we can rejoice together. Raptured saints that return with Christ to earth in tribulation. raptured saints that return with Christ to earth, and tribulation, and Old Testament saints who have died will come to life at this time and enter the millennial kingdom in their glorified bodies. So we're part of the raptured saints. So we'll come down, we'll be ushered in. We already belong to Christ. We'll be ushered in, okay, separated at the sheep and goats. We'll be ushered into the millennial kingdom. And I've got two texts there. Daniel 12, 1 through 2 is the Old Testament saints' resurrection. Daniel 12, 1 through 2, Old Testament saints' resurrection. So as we think about that, we think, okay, this is quite a group. This is quite a group. What will the earth be like in the millennial kingdom? Here we go, the earth. The earth won't be the earth that's here now. Say not the same. I didn't see everybody say not the same. Say not the same. Better. Yeah. So what will the earth be like in the millennial kingdom? No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the child shall die 100 years old. Still death present for those bodies, for the bodies that are not transformed yet, that accept Christ in the tribulation. They go to the millennial kingdom. They're in their physical bodies. They're gonna still be able to sin. They're going to still be able to sin. Also, what about the Jews and the Gentiles that go into the millennial kingdom, and now they're Christians, and they have children, and the children that they have don't embrace Christ? That's possible. And that's why there's another battle when Satan's loosed at the end of the tribulation. I'm sorry, at the end of the millennial kingdom, at the end of the millennial kingdom, there's another battle. It's a small one, but there is. There are going to be haters that develop in Christ in the millennial kingdom. And that's kind of thick. That's kind of thick. Look at this. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. So they won't be that time of being robbed from their fruit or their labor. Your possessions, Tommy, your possessions will not be taken like they were down the hill. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's saying. That's the millennial kingdom. Satan's bound. But there still will be a presence. There still will be a demonic presence about. Because it's not final judgment. And we still have people who are alive from the tribulation going into the millennial kingdom. It's kind of crazy. Here we go. Look at this one. Read this. Read it on your own. And you tell me some of the nuances that you see that are like, oh, that's not the earth now. And that's not new heaven and new earth come down. Read through it and tell me what you think. Before you do that, last slide, how old will children that are birthed in the millennial kingdom at least live? 100 years old. 100 years old, at least. Bottom there, for as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people. What do you get here? Pretty peaceful. But as you'll see next week, new heaven, new earth come down after the 1,000-year millennial reign. You go, oh, that's distinctly different. The gold streets, all these precious stones everywhere, the physical dimensions. Oh my goodness, yeah, quite a bit different. Nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with people who know the Lord. Wow. The baby will play safely near the hole of the cobra. Yes, a little child will put its hand in the nest of deadly snakes without harm. People, the Bible's not just saying this as a story to go, ooh, Magic Kingdom, I want to go there. Maybe after Disneyland next year. No, this is what's coming. This is what's coming. And it's grandiose. It's really quite beautiful. And it's something that, get to the responsibility part, Don. What am I going to be doing? Why should I believe you? Why should I stop living for this? Me, 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 me. Why should I stop this and live for all of this? Why? Give me more reason. Okay, here we go. But first, here's another little verse. In that day, the heir to David's throne will be a banner of salvation to all the world. The nations will rally to him, and the land where he lives will be a glorious place. Jesus, ruling from Israel. Oh my gracious. Let's keep going. Hey, if you're following at home, write this down in terms, or following here. I don't think we have but five people from home watching. But Dave, I think it's more than that, actually, than five. But praise the Lord for anybody who watches from home. But anyway, so we've got, here's some more verses that support the millennial kingdom. Here's some more verses there. If you want, you know, write it down if you like them. There's a ton more than this. If you're bored out of your mind going, I've got a to-do list, Pastor. Would you get moving? Plus, I'm hungry. I want to get to lunch. Then you maybe not want to write it down. Okay. Jerusalem will be exalted. Israel will be restored to the land. The land that Genesis described. The promises to Abram. Yes. Israel will be the nation that leads the world. Jerusalem will be rebuilt. Christ will sit on the throne of David in Jerusalem. Israel will be blessed. The curse on the earth will be lifted. There will be abundance of food, and there will be health and healing. We're going to be eating a lot. Yeah, hello. Don't think of this stuff as just blah. I don't know what it's going to be, so I'm going to live for now. Stop it, because now is killing you and me. Because we got to be fulfilled now, it's killing us. It's killing us. Literally killing us. Whether it's habits, whether it's addictions, because there's no peace. And when there becomes the time to get peace, you're like, no, I've never done it that way. I'm going to keep struggling. And maybe next time I'll climb out of the valley, but maybe next time you won't. And sometimes two or three or four or five or six divorces later and families later, you go, I'm going to do it different this time. I'm going to do it God's way. And so we think, oh, gracious. Hey, look at responsibilities before we close here. Responsibilities in the millennial kingdom. Church at Thyatira, Revelation 2:26, and to the one who conquers and who continues in my deeds until the end, I will give him authority over the nations. Well, that won't be new heaven, new earth come down in 21. We'll talk about that next week. That only could be the future. Right after this is shared, the millennial kingdom. The millennial kingdom. Believers will be judging angels in 1 Corinthians 6:3. Faithful servants will be ruling cities in the millennial kingdom as told by Jesus. in Luke 19, 17, and 19. Faithful servants, people who are focused on the eternal state, millennial kingdom, new heaven, new earth come down. They'll have responsibilities. They will have things that will honor God, honor Jesus, and it'll be fulfilling, rewarding, unlike anything we could have fulfill us or attempt to fulfill us now. Government in the millennial kingdom. Jesus replied, I assure you that when the world is made new, the Son of Man sits upon his glorious throne, you will have my followers. You will have been my followers will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So the apostles there talked about being used. Other leaders will share in government duties, according to Isaiah 32:1 and 30:21. And the parable of the minas, talked about it a little bit in the last slide. Those who have proved faithful will be given much authority. Those who have proved their faithfulness will be given much authority. The church will have a part in governing the earth. Revelation 5:10. It's coming. It's coming. Watch Israel on World News Tonight. My wife said to stop promoting Nora O'Donnell because she's on CBS. So there's, I think there's David Muir too. And he's also good. And I watch Middle of the Road. I'm sorry. I don't want this bias or that bias. I want the Holy Spirit bias in my life, in God's Word, to discern and to see what's there. Okay, here we're at the end. If we've got singers coming, this would be the time to come set up. If we've got any song at the end, we would just love to have that. Here's the end, folks. Here's the end. Come on. Come on. Come on. Really? We're just going to live for this part. Because you've just gotten a glimpse of Scripture of what's coming. And it's very powerful. And it's very rewarding. And it's not going to be boring. But still, I'm upset with this person. And I'm not going to do this until this person does that. And my neighbor, he's doing that because he wants to get to me. He's antagonizing me. And we're so egocentric. And we're so focused on ourselves and our life right now that we're not much good to the kingdom. We talked about rewards. We talked about crowns. We talked about a lot of things. Holy Spirit, is there anybody here that may want to start to just say, I'm going to change some of this minutia, and I'm going to live for something eternal. I'm going to see the blessing that comes on earth when I live for eternal things. Because there's no end to the eternity. And we're only here a short time. Oh, my video went off. Is that a bad sign? Sorry. So Jesus, prepare our hearts for three questions or comments. Prepare our hearts. What did we do today? What did we do yesterday? What did we do this weekend? Is it all about this little part? Does it continue to be about this little part? Shame on me. Shame on myself. Thanks, Simon. You're awesome. We got to get over ourselves. Jesus, forgive me. Forgive us for making a mockery of your church, Jesus. Forgive us when we make a mockery of your church. Sometimes we just can't see eye to eye, and we're so caught up in the now that we can't release for eternity,
Forgive us of that. Help us not to make a mockery of your church. Jesus, help us. Let's evaluate our lives and see what counts for eternity. Let's evaluate our giving and how generous we are. Some people are like, yeah, you know what? Can't give this month. Can't give last month. I'm going to give my time. And at the end of the month or the weeks, nothing happens. Because the devil's good. The devil will trick us into every sort of sin. And so we're looking at, Lord, we've got a chance to give on the way out. There's going to be ushers with little baskets. If we have an offering, Jesus, we want to give it to you and say thank you for what's coming and thank you for the chance to change, to love somebody well today. Love them well today. Let's realize what we do now for Christ counts for the millennial kingdom as well as now. Let's have everybody stand.